What? You
go.
Are you off?
Take off.
Okay, something else, your car.
Steer?
Well, begins with the letter D, you.
Drive.
Sure. Okay. Cross your A's. Alright. The past tense of that verb, you would say yesterday I got in my car and I
drove.
Sure, if you've done it several times you have
driven.
Alright. And the entire top of a house is called the
roof. Ceiling.
Sure. Do you have a name for the things on the edge of a roof that carry off rainwater?
Gutter.
Alright. And on a house that has different slopes of the roof, maybe a place where two different slopes meet, do you have a name for this part right here where they meet?
Gutter.
Okay. Would you ever call that a valley?
No.
Okay. What about a little house in your backyard where you might keep your tools, garden equipment?
Tool shed or just shed.
And in the days before people had much indoor plumbing, a place, a little building out back where they'd have the toilet?
Outhouse, John.
Yeah. How do you use those words, outhouse and John? Are those just neutral words or not really joking? Or
outhouse is, you know, outdoor plumbing, and John can refer to both.
Can't be joking words.
Yes.
Have you ever heard him call it privy?
Yes.
You might call it a
privy.
Yeah. Alright. Have you ever spent much time on a farm?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
We have one in Marion County, Texas, one in Tallulah, one south of Shreveport.
Just agricultural?
Well, we got cattle in Marion County.
Yeah.
And we got soybeans and pecan trees in Tallulah.
Well, when you think of a farm, what kind of buildings do you think of there being on a farm?
Barn. Shed.
Same size then?
Stable. Corral.
Stable would be for the horses?
Yeah.
Okay.
That and smaller animals. Hen house. Maintenance shop. Tackle room.
Tackle room.
Like putting like a harness or saddle. Something.
Do you have a name for, are you familiar with a building where you might store corn or grain?
Bin or loft.
The loft would be in the...
Right, top. Mostly hay. Kept it warm.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a crib or corn crib?
Yes. Corn crib.
Could you describe that to me?
Corn crib is, it's off the ground so moisture can get off of it. And usually it's got some pans where you can dish it out.
Have you ever heard of any kind of building for storing grain called a granary or granary?
Grain elevator. That's about it.
But you're not familiar with the word that I mentioned?
No.
Okay. Say if a farmer had just cut his hay and he doesn't want to bale it yet, he might pile it up. He'd call that thing what?
Haystack.
Do you still see those much?
Well, mostly they're in bales, but... usually it's just left cut in the field until it's baled.
Do you have a name for small piles of hay that have been raked up in the field?
Just a bale or a stack.
Have you ever heard of windrows?
Not in that sense.
In what sense?
Like a windrow, like you have a bunch of shrubberies or trees to keep the wind, you know, from blowing the topsoil away.
I see. What about a shelter, if you wanted to keep your hay outside, not put it in the barn? You might just have something that consists of maybe four poles and a roof to it.
Put your hay. Shed.
That would be a shed.
Right.
Even though it had no walls?
Right.
Okay. Do you have a name for a building where you might keep cows on the farm?
Barn or stable. You got dairy or...
Okay. How else would you use that word dairy?
You can go to the dairy to get some milk or...